Okay, our next presentation is Benjamin Thrash, Termination of Insecticide Sprays for Tarnished Plant Bug. Timer right over here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Nick. So today I'm going to talk to you about termination of insecticide sprays for tarnished plant bug. And this was data collected from the Mid-South Entomology Working Group. So, as everybody knows, cotton has decreased in acreage over the past several years, and this decrease in acreage has other crops have increased in acreage, which provides a reservoir for other insects that are pests to cotton to build up their populations, and then once those crops start to senesce, they move over onto cotton. And anyways, these higher numbers have also caused foliar insect control costs to continue to rise over the past several years. In 2014, the cotton insect control cost per acre for tarnished plant bug was $42 per acre, which was by far the highest compared to any of the other pests at cotton. And the recent control cost of tarnished plant bug in cotton has continued to rise over the years. It's not the highest it's ever been in 2014, but it continues to stay extremely high, especially for what the price of cotton is at right now. When we look at the whole United States, the U.S. averages about $13, a little over $13 per acre to control Liguus species. But when you compare it to the Mid-South, they average about $32.50 per acre that they spend on control of Liguus species. When we look at how long we have to control Liguus on cotton, it's only second to spider mites. Which you have to control tarnished plant bug from first square all the way to cutout, which is not above white flower 5 plus 350 degree days, which relates roughly to 6 weeks of bloom. But this is some previous research done by a graduate student at Mississippi State. Basically what this shows, we have our on our y-axis, we have the pounds of lint per acre, and when you look at the second to fourth week of flowering, this chart shows that this is the most important time that you need to protect against tarnished plant bug. So the objective of this study was to determine the point in the growing season when tarnished plant bug applications can be terminated without significant yield losses. So if a grower is able to save an application, when we can really find out when he can let go for treating for plant bugs, that's more money in his pocket, and with how low the price of cotton is right now, he really needs that. So the materials and methods for this are, we had 8 locations across the Mid-South in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. All locations use smooth or semi-smooth variety of cotton, smooth leaf variety of cotton. Plots were sampled every week beginning at the first flower prior to the weekly insecticide application, and prior to first flower, plant bugs were controlled to maintain at least 80% square attention. Every cooperator used a basic insecticide rotation strategy that's recommended for every grower, just using the most efficacious insecticides that they had at their disposal. So the treatments were season-long control, an untreated control, and then insecticide terminations beginning at second week of flowering, third week of flowering, all the way every week until we got to the seventh week of flowering termination. I'm not going to show all the tarnished plant bug numbers for every state, but this is an example of kind of how they looked in this trial, in everybody's trial. It's fairly similar. So on our y-axis, we have the number of plant bugs per 10 row feet. And when you look at the untreated check, you can see we have very high numbers. But once you get to if you look at the gray bar, which is insecticide termination at the second week of flowering, and you look underneath the third week, you can see that once we terminated insecticide applications at the second week, it really takes about 2 weeks for those plant bug numbers to really build back up and get above threshold. The same thing if you look at the yellow bar, which was insecticide termination at third week of flowering. You go to week five and you look, and that's when the plant bugs really start to bounce back and get above threshold and get a little out of control. So the next few slides that I'm going to show are all basically set up this way. On our y-axis, we have the seed cotton per acre, our yield. And on the x-axis, we have our treatments, which was just the week that we terminated the insecticide application. And this is from Tennessee. You can see that this insecticide applications were terminated at the third week of flowering, or at third week of bloom. And it was no different than the season-long control, which, of course, isn't the case in every situation. But in Tennessee, in this example, it was. In Kaiser, Arkansas, this trial, whenever we look at it, treatments terminated at the fourth week of bloom were no different than the season-long control. When you look at this is from Mississippi. There were two planting dates at Mississippi. Here, the fifth week of terminating the application at the fifth week of bloom was no different than the untreated control. I mean, than the season-long control, and it was the same thing in the second planting date for this trial in Mississippi. The fifth week, whenever we terminated insecticide application, it was no different than the season-long control. In Louisiana, there was no difference whenever insecticide applications were terminated at the fourth week of bloom compared to season-long control. And in the second planting date, you can see that at the third week of insecticide termination, third week of bloom, it was no different than season-long control, although the fourth was different. But then once we get back up to fifth, the fifth week terminating those insecticide applications, it was no different than season-long control. So that fourth week could have been just kind of a little blip in the data. Again, in Arkansas, this one had to be carried out all the way to the sixth week of bloom before there was no difference in yield to the season-long control. And again, this was in Arkansas. This was the third week of termination when insecticide application was no different than the season-long control. So this is the mean of all locations. So when all this data was combined and the means were analyzed, it looked like the sixth week of bloom was when you were able to terminate your insecticide, which correlates to that note above white flower 5 plus 350 heat units. But really what this data might show, this is just the first year of data, but this may lead to a threshold that may be variable. So you know, through that second to fourth week of bloom, you're really going to want to protect your cotton. But then we may be able to go to a little more lax threshold, maybe increasing the amount of plant bugs that we're allowing in the crop before we spray for some of those later weeks of bloom. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Plenty of time for questions. Van, do you have any idea how the variation in population numbers between sites might relate to what you saw as far as yield?
I'm sure that in areas where the plant bug numbers were higher, you know, you're going to have to carry your insecticide application probably a lot longer. Some of those other areas, the plant bug numbers were a little lower, so the termination was, I guess, able to be a little bit earlier. So I'm not sure. This is only the first year of data. We're going to have to look at it again another year.
Okay. What's the first one?